Zach McLam program, and we're in the second hour now. And I'd like to give out that call-in number again, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. Okay, I'm going to go now to my caller screen. Yeah. Going to go to my caller screen here, folks. Okay. I'm trying to pull up the caller screen here and see if we have any callers on the line. Here we go. Yes, we got one caller on the line. All right. Okay. Let's go to Johnny in New York. Johnny in New York, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you, Brother Jack. This is Johnny from New York. I had the pleasure to interview you a couple weeks ago. You know, we have... Isaiah 9:16 says, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed." You see, when you don't put a man like Chuck Baldwin into a place where he should be, you're making a big mistake. So, Montana, you do have a lot of work to do. And Chuck Baldwin, I would suggest people to look at his videos. He's got a great video archive. He writes great letters. He is really a freedom fighter. You know, but the best freedom fighter and our Savior was Jesus Christ. And he said,
that's right.
15:3, he answered the Pharisees and the scribes. He said, "Why do you transgress against the commandment of God by your traditions?" Brother Jack, this is the problem. We have men and women in high, powerful places that are transgressing against the commandment of God by their traditions.
Yes, they are, brother. Yes.
And it's amazing, you know. You were talking about Dr. Baldwin earlier, and here is a true man of God who ran on the Constitutional Party. And if people knew about him, I had no idea of him 4 years ago, Jack. I learned about him right after the election, and I pray that God would keep him and raise him up. And we need leaders like Chuck Baldwin in places of power and position.
That's right, brother.
You know, he's got a great fellowship out in Montana. He left Florida because he knew Florida was too corrupt, and he knew that this really is going to happen by the states. So one by one, we have to take back the states, and I pray that Montana would be one of them. So
yeah.
Let's keep in prayer, Brother Chuck Baldwin. ChuckBaldwinLive.com is a great website to get information from.
Yes, it is, brother.
And I love it.
Don't forget the Ephesians 5:11 that says, "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them." And Chuck Baldwin is exposing them.
Oh, and how he does, Brother Jack, expose the New World Order. I call it the New World Disorder. You know,
yeah.
And in that same chapter in Ephesians 5:16, talks about redeeming the time, for the days are evil. You see, a foolish person who misses the opportunity that God gives them every day to live for God. Got a break coming up, Jack? I can hold
right. Hang on, Brother Johnny in New York. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back with Johnny in New York.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to, for the new listeners out there, I want to tell you about the website for Republic Broadcasting Network. The website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, let's go back now to Brother Johnny in New York. Brother Johnny, go right ahead.
Thank you, Brother Jack McLam and listeners. You know, it's amazing. I was just talking about, you talked about the book of Ephesians, and you're absolutely right. We have to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We have to need to rather expose them. But in 15 of that same chapter, it talks about redeeming the time, for the days are evil. You see, a foolish person misses the opportunity God gives them living during a time of evil environment. When Paul was living, it was evil. During the time that we're living now, it's evil. But a wise person or a person of God does not miss the opportunity that we have each and every day to live for God, and we use full opportunity that God gives us. I was in the supermarket the other day, Brother Jack, and I saw a man with a keychain that had Marines on it. And I told him about the book called War is a Racket. He had no idea that Smedley Butler wrote a peace advocate book. Every
right.
time I see a Marine or a Marine sticker, and sometimes I carry the book around with me, and I show the people, or I tell them, I write it down for them. We have to educate and inform one another, and God will, and we need to obey God, and the results are left up to God.
Right. Good, Brother Johnny. Thank you for calling in, brother.
And just one other thing, brother. I want to give you something from Ezekiel.
Okay.
Ezekiel 22, chapter 22, verse 25. There is a conspiracy in her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion, raving the prey. They have devoured souls. They've taken treasures and precious things. They have made many widows in the midst thereof. So for anybody that's a Christian that does not believe in conspiracies, check out what Ezekiel said in chapter 22, verse 25. Be blessed, Officer Jack LeGlant. Thank you for serving God.
Okay,
and
Johnny, thanks for being an activist, Johnny, and standing up for God and country. God bless you, and I hope you'll call back next week.
Bless you, brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Ken in Virginia now. Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack, a lot of your listeners hear Rick Adams. He comes on 8 to 10 Eastern Time on Republic and has one of the largest audiences for your network. It's excellent.
Right.
And his last program, but everybody didn't hear what he said about Cynthia McKinney, who's the Democrat. She's the black Democrat from Georgia.
Right.
She has more courage than any other member of Congress, including Ron Paul, to confront the evildoers and tell them where they're wrong. She was the one that confronted former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about what happened to the $2 trillion that were missing. But the other night, we've all been treated to these repeated charges of how Gaddafi was such an evil dictator. But she said, "Well, where's the evidence?" And she's pursued this thing, and she found out there were four people that said it, but they said, "Well, we got it from somebody else, but we got it from somebody." Well, the fact is that there's no evidence of his killing all his subjects, which the press is charging. And the fact
right.
is that Libya has been practically a paradise. If you have a man and wife, they have a child, they pay a bonus. They pay all the costs of a higher education. It's totally free. They pay
right.
all health insurance. That's totally free. I think they pay for the training of if you want to become a doctor, they pay for all your expenses as a doctor, or if you want to be a teacher or a college professor, this is Libya is where a lot of congressmen, when they had, they were not in session, they would go over to Libya because it was such a wonderful place to be. I mean, they had the best hotels, restaurants, and the food, and I suppose they had probably had prostitutes too. But everything, and of course, his subjects. I mean, the people that lived there, they knew they had a good deal, and we all know that Libya is a tremendously valuable place to get oil and also water. There's a tremendous aquifer of water under Sahara Desert, and he was developing the desert. He was developing his country, but of course he didn't want to go along with a Western banking system that charged interest. And the Muslim banking system, which doesn't charge interest, but as soon as these rebels financed by the U.S. came in and started killing everybody, they got into Tripoli. They put in the Western banking system, which he didn't want. And of course, it was a wonderful thing for the powers that be that he was overthrown, because if he had been allowed, if he was murdered, if he had been allowed to be alive and be tried, he would have revealed that the same people that overthrew him, the Al-Qaeda people, so-called, were the ones that killed U.S. and British troops, and also that he had had friendly meetings with Tony Blair and fairly recently with Obama himself, and if he was such a terrible dictator, why did Obama mess with him? So, but Cynthia McKinney, she should probably be president. I mean, this is a case where a black woman. I mean, she was a former congressman. I think she's running again, and so we need to support people like her. So that's my message today.
Okay, Ken. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Ken from Virginia, I think. That's what it shows on my screen, anyway. Okay, now let's go to Richie in Indiana. Richie in Indiana, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Officer Jack. It's Richie in Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I'm no fan of the Muslim religion or that culture, and while all those things may be true about Gaddafi, I don't think we don't need to start comparing him to Thomas Jefferson or Patrick Henry. I mean, certainly there was no freedom as in the West, in Libya or in that area. So, and then when we have to start bringing in Cynthia McKinney, a rabid racist, a Marxist communist who hates white people, and just because she hates Jews, some other people think they need to ally with her. But really, that's just, I don't buy into that philosophy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, when I know that friend is an enemy. And, you know, we don't really need to romanticize Gaddafi just to say, you know, to bring the point that it was the banking system is what they didn't want. And we don't need to make him a hero to be against the banking system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Officer Jack?
Okay, Richie. Thanks for calling in, brother. God bless you. Take care. All right. Now let's go to Brother George in Texas. Brother George in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How you doing, Jack? It's been a long time since I called.
Yeah, it's been a long time, George. How are you doing?
Well, I listen a lot, and I do a lot less talking. So.
Okay, good, Brother George. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I think tomorrow night on Halloween, because we got a lot of devil worshippers going to be celebrating tomorrow night, and I really think this is the time we need to be we need to be fasting and praying.
Right.
We just got, brother.
Christ doesn't like Halloween. It's evil. It's satanic.
And you know the thing is, Jack, I mean, I had an incident happen a few months back, you know, because some of the government officials, even local, some are occultists, and they came on my property and planted something on my property underneath my house. That was an occult relic, and something demonic they attached itself with, and it was sort of like I was having strange occurrences until I found this object and I removed it and I dropped it down in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Good.
But you know the thing is, it's like you know, they do spiritual warfare too. As we send for angels, they send demons.
Okay, George, hold on, brother, hold on. We'll be back with you right after these important messages on RBN. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance,
The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go right back to Brother George in Texas. Brother George, go right ahead.
Also, too, it's more like I know some people may get it amusing going on one of these ghost hunts, and I would seriously suggest against that because you're not seeing little old Aunt Mabel, you know, who died in her rocking chair haunt the house. You're watching a demon that's a familiar spirit.
Right.
And, you know, even like one police officer, I think, in Phoenix, Arizona, that he even said when he went down Van Buren Strip at night, even says sometimes you even see demonic apparitions at night because it's so, because the crime is so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably had some experiences as a police officer seeing things you can't explain.
Right.
I mean, you have, right?
Yes, I sure have. One day after getting out of the police academy, I was driving down Van Buren where the prostitution area is. And a girl, totally naked, came out and spread herself across my patrol car, in the front of my patrol car, and I stopped. And she was being raped in a motel by two guys. And she told me this, and I went in and arrested the two guys and brought them out and threw a blanket over her if she was still naked. That wasn't Halloween, though.
But that was demonic in nature.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but you know, but the thing is, it's more like a Halloween. It's more like people may get tempting to touch the Ouija board or dousing rods, and I would say, you know, when you get involved in that stuff, you're opening up a doorway, because even some of the most experienced paranormal people who go in and clean houses of demonic forces, it's not a game they play because they know what they're up against. And
that's right, brother.
Yeah, I mean, they know what they're up against, and even they got to be prayed up, and they got to keep their guard up.
Right.
They got to have God on their side.
That's right, brother.
I even see people who are not Christian go confront these occultists, and as soon as it happens, you know, their family is in strife. The wife and the husband don't know why they're angry at each other without cause. The children are angry at the parents without cause. It's just, it's a divide and conquer the house because they sent a demon to weaken them. And the thing is, you're going to confront these occultists, you got to have the power of God on your side or they're going to rip the family apart.
That's right, brother. Absolutely right.
And I just want to say a warning, stay away from ghost hunts. And if you're going to confront these government occultists, you better have Jesus Christ, the power of God on your side, or they're going to rip you apart.
That's right, George.
I just want to get that out to your listeners.
Okay, thank you, George. Hope you'll call back again next week. God bless you. Okay, and thanks for standing up for God and country. Okay, let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you for taking the call, Brother Jack. That person who called up putting down Gaddafi,
yes,
could not stand the truth, and you didn't really challenge him. And the thing is that these are COINTELPRO people who are listening in to try and steer the conversation in their direction. And whenever these people call up and they're telling lies, you really should challenge them and say, what version of your truth is this? Or something to the effect that they really have to prove their points from where they're reading it. And that way, you know, you can go a little further into it and prove that they're just a total bunch of liars. And that's all I'm saying. You know, like catch these people when they do that, because they're trying to influence the public outlook, just as you are.
Yeah.
But keep up the good work, and eventually we'll take it out. I mean, Britain didn't leave until 1781 when they were wiped out by Wellington, you know, kicked Wellington out. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a process.
God bless you, Leo. Thanks for calling in, brother, and thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Take care. Okay, folks, that's our last call on the screen. If you'd like to call in, let me give you that call-in number again. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today. And Leo was the last caller. All right. Guess who's coming to dinner, folks? Guess who's coming to dinner? The Supreme Court of the United States recently came up with another of their incredible unconstitutional decisions. They ruled that cops can freely violate the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Cops can now legally prowl around your house, snoop in a window, listen to your door, or sniff the air and see if they hear or smell something suspicious inside the house. They can march right in without a search warrant to see what you're up to. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Officer Jack McLam program again, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report. Guess who's coming to dinner? You can't blame the far-left progressives on the Supreme Court for this one. It was 8-1. Guess who the one lone dissenter was? Can you believe it? It was the epitome of the far left, Communist Justice Ginsburg. In her dissent, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she feared the ruling gave police an easy way to ignore the Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. She said the amendment's core requirement is that officers have probable cause and a search warrant before they break into a house. Now that's not important today because the Supreme Court has come out and said they can go into any house anytime. I can now rest in peace. Ruth Bader Ginsburg agrees with me, oh happy day. In writing the majority decision for the other 8 judicial misfits, Justice Samuel Alito said that residents who attempt to destroy evidence have only themselves to blame when police burst in. What constitution did he find that in? Sounds like something from the idiots at the Communist United Nations would come up with. My favorite judge, unfortunately not on the Supreme Court, Andrew Napolitano, got it right when he said, and I quote, "The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees the right to be left alone. It requires that the government can only come on private property without a consent of the occupant. If it has a search warrant, and search warrant may only be issued by judges, and judges may only issue search warrants after they have found probable cause to believe a crime is committed on the property." Now, that's the kind of clear constitutional rationale, common sense thinking, we need on the Supreme Court. But we have too many liberals on it. Does this really mean that if your steak's aroma wafts out the window and tantalizes the SWAT team, that you might have unexpected visitors for dinner? That's Rick Keist that wrote this, folks, the managing editor of Palouse Patriot in Thornton, Washington. Okay. And by the way, if you'd like to get the Palouse Patriot, folks, call area code 1-509-592-0365. Once again, 1-509 area code 592-0365. Okay, we have more callers on the line now, praise the Lord. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. Jim in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Brother Jack. How are you doing today?
Doing okay, brother.
Hey, I've been listening to your callers, and, it's really been bothering me. Everybody's getting politically active, trying to get some good people in office. And one thing that people aren't addressing is the electronic voting machines. They have some DVDs out about the fraud involved in the electronic voting machines. And
that's right,
I don't see how we're going to change things when our whole system of elections has been corrupted to where we can't count hand ballots anymore to verify that the vote is being counted accurately.
That's right, brother. They can go in and change the New World Order gang could go in and change the electronic voting machines anytime they want to.
So I agree with your callers and I sympathize. I have the same opinions about issues of liberty and I'd really like to see liberty-minded people succeed, in changing our country. But it seems like it's too far gone to rectify through political means anymore. It looks like things are going to get bad before they get better.
Right, brother. It does look that way.
But I really appreciate your program, all you've done. And I read Randy Weaver's book. He sent me a copy of his book, and I read it about his version of what happened at Ruby Ridge. And I know you were involved with that as well as Bo Greitz.
Oh, Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for both of you gentlemen, I'll pray for God's blessings on you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. God bless
you,
brother. Hope you'll call back again. Thank you for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Jim. Okay, let's go to John in Georgia. John in Georgia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, what's up, son? God bless you, Jack.
Okay, thank you, brother.
I need a lot more folks out there like you. I'll tell you, I think they're out there. I'd just like to say something. I don't know. may or may not agree. One thing is, you need to listen to this guy, Peter Schiff, on YouTube and see what he was up against down there with the Wall Street protesters.
Yeah.
Although that's a great distraction down there, what's going on, it's not really addressing how simple this whole process can be. What we need is a handful of attorneys, I think, that are not sellouts, that are interested in restoring our constitutional rights. And what I mean by that is we can have a sort of, I'll call it a legal coup. And what we do is we take back the printing ability of our money. I think that'll solve a lot of these problems, and I know there's a lot
it
of people.
It sure
saying,
will, brother.
It really is that simple, and that's the mechanism that's been in place for a long time that's allowed all of this, and forget the political side of it, allowed all this to evolve into what it is, I think.
Right.
And so we got to get rid of the IRS because, you know, from being in law enforcement, the confiscatory law that was put in place or that has, grown into this monster over the years, has been adopted through the municipalities, states, whatever. The corporate, because we're a corporation in the United States through England, the sub-corporations, the states, the municipalities, the counties, whatever, I'm sure you're well aware of the difference is the corporation, United States Corporation, has a different set of rules that they follow. When you get down to the state level, it changes. When you get down to the county and the city, the rules change with the corporate law.
Right.
So we need to get rid of the IRS. They need to go away. And all of those confiscatory laws, all that nonsense that's been adopted, should leave with it. And I mean that when I say the legal coup thing, that's what I'm referring to. We just go backwards in time to when these things, the time of their inception, and we just remove them. Gone.
Right, brother.
We don't need a private bank running the show. You know,
right.
We don't need a bunch of sellouts in Washington. We should reward. We go back to the merit-type system. If you have good politicians, I'd say they should be well rewarded. You see, if you have good law enforcement, good city officials, they should be compensated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not in the sense that it's been done from the federal level where you have the states begging for money, you know, and then the cities begging the states and whatever and begging the Fed. The taxing should be at the state level. The Fed should come and beg the states for money if they want to put some programs out there. I say because we can, for instance, we can bank, you know, online. We can bank with our phone. Why can't we vote with our phone or online? You know, go to a popular vote where it really matters. People will begin to participate in the voting process. In other words, somebody's in there, you give them a 90-day probation period. You know, whatever. They don't start to perform. We don't see some results. We just vote them out. We don't need to go through some long, lengthy process to impeach them or something like that to get them out. We just vote them out. You get
right,
a confirmation
brother.
Number back. You know, they're out of there. They're fired, okay? But as far as the taxes go, I think a dime on a dollar would do just fine. People will migrate. They always do to where the jobs are. Some states will have agriculture. Some states will have timber. Some will have ports. You know, I mean, do it at the state level. Let
yeah.
the Fed come and beg for the money for a change. You know, if there's some program out there, say the Fed or the state proposes, or the city or the county, and you're sitting there at the stoplight, you don't have to wait till it's time to go downtown to wherever, a school or something, to vote. You hear it on the radio, and you're like, oh, I don't think so. You know what I mean? And
uh-huh.
it's always going to be the haves and the have-nots. You're always going to have that. And so if you could just simply vote at the time, you get a confirmation number back, it's you, come on. You know what I mean? Why don't we change, for instance, instead of the United States Corporation, why don't we change it to the North American Corporation? They did all the hard work, Jack. Why don't we
right.
just take everything? Let Mexico, I'm sure Mexico would love to get about a third of the country that we, actually the land that is in the United States, we actually took from them. There's your cheaper labor down there. They'll be happy to work for. They're hardworking people. I grew up around Mexican people. Very hardworking
right.
people. You know what I mean? You're always going to have bad folks out there. I don't care what, you know, you can turn it into racial things like, but it's not.
Yeah.
Going to have a diversity of people in every race. Okay. And anyway, I got to go cook some food now. I'm just a regular guy, but.
Okay, John. God bless you. God bless you. You have a great understanding of the way it ought to be in America. So thanks for calling in, brother John. God bless you. Take care. Okay. Let's go now to Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky.
Getting close.
Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, getting close to a break here. I don't know if I can agree with everything that guy was calling for, but I do think there is a corporate element going on here, and I think, in effect, they may have tricked most of us into accepting some sort of a state resident status
and
being involved in as an employee of Congress or something. We have to follow all their resolutions, which normally only apply to government employees. I just don't know when the last actual law was passed by Congress. It seems like all the bills, I don't know when they converted it, but all the bills on Capitol Hill start out as a House resolution. You know, you don't really have, they're not even named bills anymore. But you were talking about the Fourth Amendment and that Darth Vader Ginsburg. I don't know who wrote that letter you were reading or that article you were reading, but I have to wonder, just like the Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund have been compromised by big money, I think that
right.
American Civil Liberties Union, Electronic Frontier Foundation, and these privacy advocates are getting a bunch of money from private funding as the Total Information Awareness Project was privatized. A lot of the money from the telephony industry is being used to get the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation and those privacy advocates to target the government, and it distracts from the telephony industry being able to manipulate whole blocks of demographics. You're familiar with information influence operations, psychological operations, and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, you can imagine what could you do with the information if you were able to listen in to the average housewife from the age of 20 to 40 or something like that, know what she's interested in, what programs she listens to, what commercials she responds to,
right.
You know, and that kind of stuff, who she interacts with, you know, all that demographic information is where the gravy is these days.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of money in that. And you talk about influence in elections. You talk about, you know, you can peddle the candidates that favor you and your interests and influence blocks of demographics without them even really being aware of it. And,
right.
And so, I mean, the Congress, you know, put on a show about being all upset about the Total Information Awareness Project a few years ago with that spooky eye on top of the pyramid logo that they had and the glowing light shining down on the Western Hemisphere. It was just for show. They privatized it all. And I've got sources that have pictures of the equipment that was installed a full 5 years before the Patriot Act to do this kind of stuff. Is originally, some of them was called the Lightspan 2000s. It was secret floors of stuff that they keep at 40 degrees because there's so much heat from the equipment. An entire floor in a skyscraper of telephone equipment that's not part of the phone company. And so you talk about, you know, these Supreme Court justices that ruled this way have to have information that we don't have about what the commercial capabilities are to spy on us, and that we have somehow in our contractual agreements with the cell phone companies or whatever, we've agreed to that.
Yeah.
And there's even a tap fee on your phone bill, and that's what it, part of what it goes for is to pay for taps, the clips, as they call them, the FBI puts on the phone lines. But they're just
right.
They're just the tip of the iceberg. The FBI or whoever goes to these phone companies and asks them for access to the GPS database. Well, that should tell you right there, the phone company's got all the GPS data for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not the government we need to be worrying about. These commercial companies are spying on us. The heck with the Fourth Amendment. You know,
right.
Heck with any, you know, and the courts even have a mechanism or an opinion that they use a lot of times. The phrase is no reasonable expectation of privacy. I think they've expanded that to include anything that they can apply the Commerce Clause to. And that, I don't know what that isn't. What isn't? What aren't they applying the Commerce Clause to?
Well, thank you, Mike.
All righty.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Take care. Mike is very knowledgeable, folks. That's nice to have him call in. Okay, let's go to another knowledgeable patriot, Art in Maryland. Art in Maryland, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, brother.
I just had a couple quick things. The guy, George, that called in was talking about Halloween and the demons. I would sure love to talk to that guy. If you didn't mind, I'd like to leave my number, and if he would be willing to call me and share a little knowledge with me, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay. Hold on, Art. We'll be right back after these important messages on RBN, and you can give out your phone number, Art. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Art in Maryland. Art in Maryland, go right ahead, brother.
I'd rather give my phone number off air if I could. I want everybody calling me. But the guy that called in and said he read Randy Weaver's book, I got a copy from Randy, too, and I got to meet him a couple times. I think he's pretty incredible. He's a pretty incredible guy to me.
He is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I could not finish reading the book. It was just, it was too sad what happened to that family up on there. I just couldn't finish reading that. But everybody should buy a copy because you know, not only to help Randy out, but just to see the truth of what happened up there. Of course, Jack, you know the truth more than most people, but.
Right.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could get in touch with him again, but he changed his number. But anyway, I mean, if you don't mind, I'll just leave my number offline, and if George wants to call back in and get it, would that be all right?
That'd be fine.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
Okay, Art. God bless you, brother. Okay. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. Mark in New Jersey. We only have about a minute and a half, Mark. Go right ahead.
Okay, fine. I just want to give everybody the heads up on the Alex Jones Money Bomb. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. It's going to be on November 3rd. Everybody that's a fan should, you know, should call in and pledge or at least buy something from the InfoWars store. The other thing is that it's on the Republic Broadcasting website. Ron Paul is thinking about running as an independent. And I mean, I think that, you know, the Republicans should, you know, have, or should be some, you know, something to be scared about, because they, you know, I mean, Jesse Ventura said that he would run as a vice president with Ron Paul. Now, I want to give everybody the website. It's www.paulandventura2012.com. That's www.paulandventura2012.com.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Mark.
Yeah. I just wanted, you know, to get those two things in about the Alex Jones Money Bomb on November 3rd and then Ron Paul.
Okay, brother.
I mean,
Thank you for calling in.
I'm very shocked about this business with the police being able to come into your home and they smell something or, you know, whatever. I mean, how far is it, you know, they're going to carry that? I mean, this is why we need Paul and Ventura in the White House.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, to get rid of this nonsense.
That's right, Brother Mark. God bless you, brother.
And God bless you always, Officer Jack. If I mean, I met you once, it'd be good to see you again. I hope
okay.
Ron Paul has his march in Washington, D.C. this coming summer.
Okay, Mark, God bless you. Thank you very much for sticking up for Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura. That'd be a good team in the White House. Be fantastic. Okay, folks, that's it for today. I see the clock. We're totally out of time. And I just want to remind you to say your imprecatory prayers at night. Ask God to take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan agents or leadership in America, and that's who's leading us, and pull them down and destroy them with double destruction. And all their second lieutenants out there, too, the agents of the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan. Pull them down and destroy them with double destruction, too, so we can start taking this nation back under God and our Constitution. God bless you all. Have a good week. God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday. God bless you all.